Médecins Sans Frontières has called for all asylum seekers and refugees to be evacuated from Nauru and for an end to Australia's offshore detention policy, which it describes as cruel and inhumane. It's a rare and assertive move for the apolitical medical charity and comes after it was evicted from the Pacific Island this week. Eleanor Whitehead has the story.
Dr. Beth O'Connor watched her patients deteriorate over 11 months in Nauru.
We saw that patients who previously had some life, had some spark, just came into the clinic and there was a real dullness in their eyes, and I never saw that spark return. I never saw the energy or life for these people return.
She's a psychiatrist with Médecins Sans Frontières and treated patients for depression, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. At least 78 have considered or attempted suicide or self-harm. Some of those, she says, were as young as 9 years old. She worries particularly about a disease known as resignation syndrome, which is spreading among Nauru's 100 or more children.
There were children that I knew gradually, they started to deteriorate. They became more depressed and they withdrew socially. When I went to visit these children at home, they had taken to their bed. They were no longer eating or drinking sufficient amounts to keep themselves alive. Many were not able to toilet themselves. They were incontinent of urine and feces. When I tried to talk to them, they would not respond. They would just steer through me.
The conditions might be desperate, but MSF was given marching orders by the Nauruan government on Friday. Paul McFun is the charity's executive director in Australia. He strongly condemned the move, which he said was exceptionally rare.
And we make no mistake, MSF is extremely concerned for the ongoing mental health of all our patients remaining on the island, including asylum seekers and refugees, who remain in a complete state of hopelessness and despair. MSF calls for the immediate evacuation of all asylum seekers and refugees. MSF calls for an end to the Australian policy of indefinite offshore detention.
Just yesterday, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, was defending the offshore detention policy.
I've been very clear before, if I could bring all of those people to Australia tomorrow, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But if I did that, I'd restart boats. And then you'll be asking me about the children who are drowning at sea.
The Nauruan government claims that it can now meet the mental health needs on the island. Dr. Christine Ruffner is a clinical psychologist who was working on the island. She describes Nauru's public health service as unacceptable.
The Nauru hospital has no psychologists or therapists on staff. There is one mental health nurse who supports Nauruan patients only. The hospital employs one full-time psychiatrist, and that person does not even speak English. There are no inpatient beds to keep severely ill and suicidal patients safe. Patients have told us that the police have taken refugees who have made suicide attempts to jail instead of to the hospital. Our patients have reported repeatedly being turned away from the hospital after seeking mental health care.
Successive Australian governments have denied responsibility for people sent to Nauru and Manus Island, but some critically ill patients have been flown to Australia on court orders. MSF provided medical files that were used in some of those legal applications. The Nauruan government has opposed some of those transfers. It loses money when a refugee leaves the country. MSF worries its decision will cost lives.
Eleanor Whitehead with that report.